Introducing Optus Loop, a flexible business phone system like no other. Search Optus Loop for more info today.
Rose Smith is on the line from beautiful downtown Queensland. She's a psychic and spiritual advisor. How are you, Rose?
Good evening, Jono. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. When's this full moon? I thought it was tonight or tomorrow night.
I think it's tomorrow night. It is looking quite big, but not quite. So I think it's tomorrow night by the looks of things.
Because for us Pisceans, my proper birthday is the 29th of February, but I don't get to have a birthday this year because it's not a leap year.
Yes.
It's my daughter's 21st birthday on the 28th of February, which is now. So I can either have my birthday today or tomorrow, or I can have it for 1 second at midnight, I think. Do you reckon that's a bit short?
Just a little bit. But when you're at the end of a sign or the beginning of the sign, you're kind of on the cusp too.
Yep.
So within 5 days of your sign starting either way, you still will get some of the characteristics of the sign that you're on the cusp of.
There's a lot of very fabulous Piscean people. You see, George Harrison from the Beatles was a lovely Piscean with those two fishes going in separate directions, and the need for people to like them and approve of them, these crazy Pisceans. So if anyone would like to ask the lovely Rose Smith a question about what's in store for them, what the future holds, maybe a job interview, maybe some romance. I think there's romance for me on the horizon, because I booked a weekend away with my wife so there could be some romance on the horizon. What do you think, Rose?
Oh, I think that's a wonderful idea. Good on you.
I know. She thought it was a good idea too. 13 12 83, we have Leanne, spelt Leanne, I think, from Balgala. How are you, Leanne?
Well,
yes. Very good. Did I spell your name right? Is it Leanne? Oh,
yes,
good, good. All right, yes. I've got Rose Smith on the line for you, psychic spiritual advisor. Would you like to ask Leanne a question?
Yes, good evening, Leanne.
Good evening, Rose.
What would you like to know about?
Myself.
Yourself, right. Good. Okay, the first thing I see is a couple of steps down a new pathway, and then it gets easier for you. So you might have an idea in your head where you're kind of throwing an idea around, but you haven't really decided, and you've got to take a couple of steps. To get going seems, you know, the more difficult part, but then it gets easier because then I see you, the steps kind of turn into an escalator and you just stand there and away you go without much effort. So it's just starting off and making up your mind. And putting things like making the decision and putting procrastination to the side. That's the issue.
Mm. I've always been a procrastinator, yes.
Aren't we all?
You got that one right.
Yeah.
But the steps, I walk so many steps a day. So, yeah.
That's good.
So it's quite...
Keep walking. Yeah, it is a good thing.
It's quite soon. It's in the next couple of months, you'll be going on this new direction. If you know, I think the idea is already.
A good thing?
Sorry.
Yeah, go Rose. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it's in the next couple of months, and the idea is going to come to you very soon if it's not already in your head now. But I feel like you're just kind of brainstorming, or you're not really kind of at the moment taking it seriously, or you haven't kind of made up your mind about it yet.
Commit yourself. You have to commit yourself, Leanne. Forget the procrastination and get into the commitment, all right?
April is very significant for you.
Okay. Oh, yeah, April. Make a note of that. All right, Leanne, thank you very much indeed. Lots of love from us here. And don't forget, Leanne has done the right thing at Balgala. She's called 131283, which means she's now also in the running for the 10 grand, which is going to be drawn by the breakfast show guys, John and Gary, on Monday morning. 10 grand to be given away. That could certainly change people's lives and future and that sort of thing. We've got Craig on the line in Thirlmere. Hi, Craig. How are you going?
Terrific. How are you?
Very, very good indeed. If I was any better, I'd be under house arrest. But I'm
nice to hear you on the radio anyway.
Oh, thanks, Craig. The money's in the usual place, and I'll send an extra $50 for that nice comment. So,
oh, I need all the money I can get.
Well, now you've done the right thing by calling up, because your name, Craig, from Thirlmere, and your phone number is in the Talking Lifestyle computer, which means you've got a chance of winning $10,000 if the computer spits out your name on Monday morning with the breakfast show with John and Gary. So, fingers crossed, Craig, spelt C-R-A-I-G.
That's right.
Craig, I've got Rose Smith here for you, psychic and spiritual advisor. And what's the question? You want to think about what you've got coming up this year?
I want to find out if I'm going to get a job this year. Actually, I've been unemployed for 18 months, so...
Yes, so I just got a picture flash while you were talking then to Jono, and it is about your career. And there's a rise in the energy, like... you might be feeling a bit jaded and a bit kind of flat, you know, like you've been in a rut, but that's about to change, and then you get a boost in this energy.
Mm.
So I feel like there's somebody advising you or helping you, and that's going to... I think you're going to get a job in the next few months, and it's going to give you... It's more about the feeling of it, the emotion about the sense of achievement about doing it.
It always feels good when you get a job, because you feel... self-worth and you feel wanted, and Craig maybe is going to win the 10 grand on Monday, and then he'll be able to, you know, sit back and pick and choose.
Or maybe I can use my British passport and go to England on a holiday.
That's a good idea.
Well, you'll definitely get a job there.
Yeah, they're always looking for Australians, because we do all the jobs that the Brits don't want to do, as you see.
Yeah.
I'm in a wheelchair, so it's a bit of a different story for me, so...
Well, the thing is, Craig, you've got a great personality, and if you're in a wheelchair, you can do it just as well as anyone else. And in fact, when I worked at the BBC in London, they had two people in reception who were the receptionists at BBC Television Centre, and they were both in wheelchairs. So the BBC, and I think even the ABC in Australia, has a definite a whole department that looks after hiring people with diversity and all sorts of various challenges in their life, shall we say, Craig.
Yes, and Craig, there's one more point. Another thing I just saw was like a pair of scissors cutting ties. So you're probably joking about going back to England, but there's this energy for cutting ties, so I wouldn't be surprised if you did.
All right, Craig, thank you very much for your call, and best of luck. That's Craig in Thirlmere, and he's in the running for the 10 grand on Monday morning too. 13 12 83. I've got Rose Smith on the line. If you would like to give us a call, and if you've got a question you'd like to ask her, where do you want to go now? Let me see. Which one?
Jenny
from the block. Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
Very good. How do I pronounce where you're from in Queensland?
Kapalabar.
Yeah. It sounds like something you order in a shop. Could I have one of those Kapalabars and a couple of couple of chiquitos and a flake, please? A Kapalabar. I love it.
Yeah.
So Kapalabar. I've got Jenny. I've got Rose Smith on the line for you. And why don't you ask Rose what you would like to ask a question wise?
Good evening, Rose.
Good evening, Jenny.
Just about anything that's going to happen this year.
Okay, so
please.
I get a more reflective, self-reflective time around you where you're kind of going within. It's a really good thing, actually, because not so much now, but in the past you might have been very busy or getting sidetracked with the other things and not really looking in yourself enough, not spending enough time on yourself. And I feel like that's going to change. You'll be spending more time, I want to say the word prayer rather than meditation, but meditation, prayer, whatever you want to call it, but becoming more, you know, self-reflective, looking within. And I think that is what we all need to do. And what you're going to find is a new kind of spring or source or pool of creativity that you can draw on. So it's like deep down you know it's there, but I don't feel like you've kind of got to the core of it, if that makes sense. But you'll be able to get down and get deep into this creativity, and then that'll make your life more fulfilling.
Ooh, fab.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, Rose. You have a good evening, and you too, Jonathan. Thank
Pleasure.
You very much.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you, Jenny.
And enjoy that cabba 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 blah blah blah.
Just cappuccino will do.
Cappuccino bar. Sounds fantastic. Like, have a lovely night, and good luck to you too, Jenny. Okie dokie, 13 12 83. Ryan, where are we going to go now?
Let's take Sue.
Let's go to Sue, also in Queensland. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
And you're in beautiful downtown Ipswich?
Yes, definitely. How's
the weather in Ipswich tonight? Is it nice and warm and cool?
Yes, quite nice, actually.
Yep, yep. All right, you're very lucky. One day in Queensland's beautiful, the next day is whatever they say on the adverts. Beautiful one day.
Perfect the next.
Exactly. That's it. You've got a chance of winning $10,000 just by being on the radio with us right now. And Sue, spelled S-U-E, I've got Rose Smith on the line. So ask away, Sue.
Hello, Sue.
Hi, Rose. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to find out if there's any chance of a partner in the near future.
Yes. I know you're asking about that. And before I get to that, I'll just say what I saw when I heard your voice. Yep. And that's the connection with medical services or doctors. And I don't feel like it's a bad thing or anything like that. I don't know in what kind of context it is. This could be on like a spiritual level of removing something from the past. A connection with medical people. Does that make sense?
Sort of.
Yep, good. Okay, so now your question was, sorry, ask your question again now that I got that bit out of the way.
No, that's okay. What I was asking is if there is a partner in the near future.
Okay, now I see a door on a closed relationship and it is closed and it's like you're moving on. And don't be surprised if you hear some news about that ex person, because it's like little bits of information filtering through. But look, honestly, in order for you to, you know, be happy, I think moving on is the best thing. And they're showing me while I'm talking to you a ladder, and it's like climbing a ladder of success. So it's not like it's going to happen kind of overnight, but you just have to put one foot in front of the other, and you're definitely making progress. So I do feel that down the track there is somebody there for you. It's just not going to be, you know, like instantly.
Okay.
Yeah, so right. Just keep going in the direction you're going, because you're going in the right direction.
You're moving in the right direction for my loving and affection.
That was like a good song.
It was. I think Renee Gayer sang it, I think.
Yes.
Don't call me an old hippie or anything. But thank you, Sue. Have
thank
a lovely
you
evening.
So
give our love to Ipswich, and I hope it all comes true for you.
Thank you. See ya.
Bye-bye. Right, we've got lots of calls coming in. 13 12 83. Rose Smith is on the line, psychic and spiritual advisor. John O'Coleman behind the mic, The Good Life. And we have Leslie at Church Point. Hello, Leslie. How are you?
Hello, John. How are you?
Very good indeed. You have a sexy nighttime sort of voice there, Leslie. Nice, I like it. Now, I've got Rose Smith on the line. Church Point is a beautiful part of the coastal part of Sydney. I can see you sitting there in Church Point, chilling out with Talking Lifestyle on. And you've got some real estate problems.
Yes, I do.
So, Rose, over to you.
Yes, hi, Leslie. So, L-E-S-L-E-Y?
That's right, yes.
Yes, Leslie. Okay. I'm in a dark tunnel, Leslie, with the moon shining on me. And with that, there's kind of like anxiety around it. It's bringing up like emotions. But having said that, they're also showing me now like a contract or a scroll, and it's rolled up, and so I can't read it, but it's got a big bow on it. Have you got a property up for sale, I'm wondering?
Oh, yes, I'm trying to sell it.
You're going to sell it?
I'd love to.
Yeah, it's got a big red, dark pinky red bow on the top. So it's
What's
not too
mean?
Far away. It's, I'd say, mid-year, something like that. And, you know, it's going to be pretty close to the money that you want.
Is it at Church Point?
Yes, it is. It's a lovely property too.
Fantastic.
I don't understand the problem.
Exactly. Well, maybe it's just, it's all about timing and the way that the place is presented when people walk into it and play a little bit of classical music, have the smell of, you know, something.
Perfume candles.
Fresh breath. Yeah, yeah, candles. That's good. Whenever you walk into a property these days, there's either a little bit of classical music playing or all those kind of scented candles. It can be something as simple as that, can't it, Rose?
Yes, or some apple pie.
Yeah.
It's just been baked.
Yes.
An apple pie with a candle in the top.
Look, you'll get close to what you want. You'll be happy.
Yeah.
And it is going to sell soon.
Hang in there, Leslie.
I hope so. Thank you, guys.
All right,
thank
no worries.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye.
That's Leslie in Church Point. We've got time for another call. No, cool. Oh, I tell you what, Ryan is very hard on me, even though it's almost my birthday. All right, I'm sorry, Linda, we didn't have a chance to get to you, but maybe we can. Maybe you can call back next week. She was calling about her son having a good career. It sounds like my mum could be calling about that if she was still with us. She's calling from the other side, my mother, saying, can you make sure my son Jonathan has a good career? Mum, I've got one. I've got one already. Oh, sorry, she's been at the vodka again.
Oh, dear.
Rose, thank you so much for your wonderful words of wisdom to all my friends on the radio.
Thank you, Jono, for the opportunity. I really appreciate that.
I love it when you come on the radio because I get all spiritual. I start getting tingly. Ryan notices that I get a bit glassy-eyed, don't I, Ryan? I mean, it's he gets worried about it because then I sort of look around. I look out the window. I've got a big window here and I can see people driving past in their cars. So, Rose, will you join us again next week?
Oh, absolutely. That must have been why you played that song, Some People I Know Think I'm Crazy.
Yeah, most people I know think I'm crazy. Don't worry. I've got one coming up for you too. We're going to play Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London.
Oh, great.
For all those people who are out there looking out for the werewolves. Thank you very much, Rose Smith.
Thanks a lot, John.